Angela Merkel's current visit to Prague is the fifth since she became the German Chancellor. But Ms. Merkel often stayed in Prague even before she entered politics. In the 1980s, she spent some time at the then Czechoslovak Academy of Sciences, where she worked at the Department of Theoretical Physics. I spoke to Professor Rudolf Zahradník, who recalls the times when the future German Chancellor was a member of his team.
Prague, years ago, represented a natural and physiological meeting point for sciences from various parts of the world, which was particularly important for our colleagues coming from that which was called German Democratic Republic, because they had even poorer possibilities for traveling than we. Angela has been from the very beginning a very enthusiastic researcher. Her knowledge in the realm of theoretical physics, but also chemistry, has been really impressive. She was working hard, but she also enjoyed nice cuisine, a glass of beer, a glass of wine. She had a very, very broad knowledge concerning historical parts of Prague. She also enjoyed from time to time theater or concerts. When speaking about concerts, I would say for Angela Merkel, it's a kind of family hobby number one, together with her husband, Professor Achim Sauer, professor of Humboldt University in Berlin, who also was, I would say, external member of our group of theoretical and quantum chemistry.
Angela Merkel's political style has been described as modest. She's a woman that puts no show on, as it were, and pragmatic, of course, yet very effective and efficient. Do you recall such traces from her work as a scientist at your institute?
You described features of Angela quite correctly. What is fascinating for my colleagues and for myself, she remains the same Angela as she was 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago. Very modest human being who is always able to defend her ideas, regardless whether she was speaking about quantum mechanics or whether now is dealing with political affairs. Yeah, we would be happy if one day this world, suffering in many respects from most different troubles, if this world had more politicians of the same quality as Angela Merkel is. It means extraordinarily educated people with deep knowledge, with understanding for opinions of other people. Yes, that's Angela.
Now, Professor Zahradník, you're going to take part in the lecture on the debates that Prime Minister Nečas and Angela Merkel will be holding at the law faculty of Charles University. Have you been in touch with Ms. Merkel ever since she entered politics after the fall of communism?
Oh, yes, yes. Interactions, mental interactions, are not anymore so intensive as years ago. But I will stress it, Angela is as charming as she was 20, 25 or 30 years ago. So enthusiastic on discussions. Of course, it is for us always a meeting connected with great pleasure. First of all, because Angela's politics, we admire that politics for surviving of Europe. It is extremely important. And we also admire, and I stress it again and again, Angela is, we call it in physics, constant of motion. Constant opinions, constant, very decent behavior, nice human being.
I was talking there to Professor Rudolf Zahradník, a former boss of Angela Merkel during her time at the Czech Academy of Sciences.